This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 126 people have died in devastating floods across parts of Western Germany and Belgium, officials said Friday, as rescue operations and the search for hundreds still unaccounted for continues. Authorities in one German state say 60 people died there. In a neighboring state, officials put the death toll at 43, and Belgium reported 12 dead. Rescuers were rushing to help people trapped in their homes. Regional authorities said several people had died after their houses collapsed, and aerial pictures showed what appears to be a massive sinkhole. Officials have warned such disasters could become more common due to climate change. The World Health Organization has proposed a second phase of studies in China into the origins of the coronavirus, including audits of laboratories in Wuhan, but there's no sign yet that Beijing would accept a further international probe, according to diplomats. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus presented the plan to member states at a closed-door meeting on Friday, a day after saying that investigations were being hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of the spread in China. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around the central city of Wuhan with Chinese researchers and said in a joint report in March the virus had probably been transmitted from bats to humans through another animal. But countries, including the United States and some scientists, have demanded further investigation, particularly into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was conducting research into bats. The WHO plan calls for further studies in China, but not in other countries, and specifically for audits of laboratories around Wuhan, according to the diplomats in the closed-door meeting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials and the Gavi Vaccine Alliance said Friday nearly 50 African countries are to receive 25 million COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by the United States, with the first shipments to Burkina Faso and Ethiopia in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to share 80 million American-made vaccines with countries around the world to protect the most vulnerable and stem transmission of the coronavirus. Nearly a million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be delivered in the coming days, and the remainder will be shipped in the coming weeks, according to the U.S. State Department. Africa recorded a 43% jump in COVID-19 deaths last week as infections and hospital admissions have risen, and countries now face shortages of oxygen and intensive care beds, according to the World Health Organization. An official with the African Union says the U.S. donation was appreciated, quote, especially at this moment when we are witnessing the third wave in a number of African countries. The director of the WHO, who is Ethiopian, has called for vaccinating at least 10% of the most vulnerable in every country, including healthcare workers and the elderly, by September. The COVAX dose-sharing program has so far shipped 121 million doses to 136 mostly low- and middle-income countries, far short of original targets, due to supply constraints since India suspended vaccine exports. Japanese authorities are searching for a Ugandan weightlifter on Friday after he went missing just a week before the Tokyo Olympics, which have sparked public opposition over their coronavirus risks. The 20-year-old was taking part in a training camp near Osaka and failed to turn up to a COVID-19 test and was not in his hotel room. His disappearance comes with intense scrutiny in Japan over the risk of virus infection spreading from the postponed 2020 games as cases surge in the country. Among thousands of games-related arrivals in July, only a handful of positive cases have been recorded. But ahead of the opening ceremony on July 23rd, Tokyo is under a virus state of emergency and has in recent days recorded its highest infection number since January. And the Eiffel Tower reopened on Friday after an eight-month shutdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic, its longest closure since World War II. There are still concerns about the virus, so masks remain required, and each elevator car is only carrying half the normal number of visitors. And starting July 21st, visitors will need to show a French government, quote, health pass to demonstrate they are either vaccinated or have had a recent negative test for COVID-19. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.